Madam Moderator, ladies and gentlemen, as a Guelphite for 42 years and now a mayoral candidate, I offer some views which I hope will give me your valued vote on the 10th of November. And this is my priority. Am I my brother's keeper? If Guelphites have any compassion, the needs of the homeless and tenants threatened with eviction must be a priority. This will be a dreadful winter. Early December, I, as mayor, will expect council to approve immediate succor and financial substance to get these people through to the spring. To do this will impact our year 2003 and 2004 budgets, not at all. Interest on a loan is like empty calories, giving you gratification, but absolutely no value. Carry that idea to the $20 million to be paid as interest on a 25-year amortization of $25 million for the proposed Civic Administration Center. Empty calories, wasted dollars. But as a senior city staffer said to my spouse several years ago, oh, the taxpayer is good for it. There has to be changes within the corporation of the City of Guelph, and I, as mayor, will motivate City Council to make the changes. The city treasurer expects to raise and allocate $98.2 million in year 2003. $67 million from residential taxation and $31 plus from commercial and industrial. Barring any calamity or surprise, I, as mayor, can say that there will be no tax increase during my term. It is imperative and prudent that the corporation's credit rating be restored to a AAA Standard and Poor rating before city councils, the new council, and those that follow undertake any future expensive project. A AAA rating permits the borrowing of money at a much more favorable rate, stretching the value of your tax dollar. A prospective industrialist looking at Guelph will say, this is a well-run city, and my taxes will not be impacted heavily. The draft budget of the Guelph Police Service for year 2004 calls for about $21 million, but it also includes almost $1 million for pension contributions. But why should we as ratepayers pay towards pensions of a group of people who are not civil servants? The police chief, down to the janitor, must be 100% responsible for their pensions. As mayor, I will be sitting on the police service board in a position to cut the fat out of their pie-in-the-sky budget. As far as increases in staffing in the corporation, the city's treasurer 2003 budget called for council approval of 9 new people. But we have almost 30 positions advertised in the Kitchener paper since April of this year. The city payroll would increase by almost $1.7 million if these positions were filled. Apparently, the Human Resources Department at City Hall and the city treasurer are not in communion.
I'd like to thank you, John.
Yes, thank you.